Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, it wasn't so terribly long ago that we really didn't want to talk about South African wines for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But there has been so much progress in the country. And the wine industry itself has been one of the most progressive industries in terms of getting the black Africans involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some, you know, Nelson Mandela's family, for instance, has a fabulous winery.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to talk about these wines. It's such an old culture.
Wine has been made in South Africa for 400 or 500 years.
Yeah,
and they definitely represent right now in this country some of the better values you're going to find. So I have three reds that I want to talk about this week, and I'm going to be talking about some whites next week. Here is an interesting producer, and you have to understand the Dutch/Afrikaner culture and the language. The winery is spelled R-E-M-H-O-O-G-T-E, but it's pronounced Remutke. Yeah, I don't know how you come up with that, but I'm not arguing. I verified it. So this is from the Stellenbosch area, which is one of the more famous wine production areas in South Africa. And this is a blend of Shiraz, Cabernet, and Pinotage. Medium Garde, subtle berry, cherry nose, and those flavors follow through on the palate with notes of black currant. So there's pretty much going on here. This is slightly on the lighter style, which I found very appealing. It has a nice sort of balanced acidity, and you're getting all of this in a package for $14.99.
Sounds very good.
Yeah, it's really quite a good deal. Now, there's a producer called Nate Valley, 2017, and this is the coastal region of South Africa, and they're producing a wine which is made from Sasso, which in South Africa also used to go by the name of Hermitage. You know,
yeah.
It's sort of racy and spicy with notes of red berries and a subtle earthiness, medium body, really good acidity as you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on the lighter side of the color, sort of a light garnet, decent length. So it's a really interesting example of a grape that you don't get a chance to try as a standalone very often. And it's $19.
I love Sanso-based rosés. So
yeah.
The fact that they've taken this to a lighter side of the
right.
tracks, that makes a lot of sense.
Now, here's the one that really stole the show for me. It was really interesting. This is, again, from the producer Remukte. This is a 2017 Pinotage. Now, Pinotage is a grape that was developed in South Africa in the mid-20s, and it is a blend of Pinot Noir and Sanso/Hermitage, hence the name Pinotage. It doesn't have a great reputation as a grape because it's been produced really hot for many years, and the wines tend to have sort of a burnt rubber characteristic. This is fabulous. This is complete light. Brooding nose, black cherry, violets with raspberry, cassis, and notes of cinnamon. Fine-grained tannins. It's almost juicy on the palate. Long finish with then a savory note in the finish there. And this is $22 a bottle. So if you want to find out what good Pinotage can be, Remukte 2017 Vantage Pinotage is the one.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.